most.
The Missouri State Journal, a weekly program keeping you in touch with Missouri State University.
Once a source of wonder in one half of the entire planet's natural environment, the star-filled nights of just a few years ago are vanishing in a yellow haze. According to the International Dark Sky Association, human-produced light pollution not only mars our view of the stars, poor lighting threatens astronomy, disrupts ecosystems, affects human circadian rhythms, and wastes energy. I'm Nikki Donaldson. Today as my guests, I have Reed Olson and David Mitchell from the Economics Department at Missouri State University to discuss their recent research and publication on the economics of a dark sky. Their work, in collaboration with Terrell Galloway from the department, looks at the importance of a dark sky and how much people are willing to pay to preserve it. Olson explains.
Most of the species on Earth have evolved to have a series of light and dark periods. So they need those dark periods for a variety of different kinds of reasons depend upon the species. And so if we don't have the dark periods, then that causes problems. I think probably the most ubiquitous problem for humans is lack of sleep if it's not dark. But lots of other reasons. And then there's just aesthetics. I don't know if you've ever seen a really dark sky before. You don't see a really dark sky here in town. The only time that you did was, you know, what was it, 5 or 6 years ago, and we had that ice storm in January, and we didn't have any power for 2 weeks, which was bad, but the skies were magnificent.
Since the sustainability movement has become so prominent, it is widely known that turning off your lights and using less power is important. But Olson has some staggering numbers to share about the amount of light that is wasted.
About 25% of electricity that's produced in the U.S. is used for lighting, and an estimated 30% of that is wasted as light pollution. So that ends up being something like $25 to $30 billion a year.
When talking to the respondents at four national parks, the economists were trying to derive the value of the dark sky to the visitors. Mitchell tells us more.
We had a survey where we asked people certain questions. How many people are in your party? What's your income? You know, do you value dark skies? Do you look at the sky? When you do look at the sky, what kind of feelings does it engender? What kind of things they're willing to pay for? Are they willing to pay to keep light pollution away from national parks, but they don't care about their own home? You know, so maybe, for example, people want to be able to go to a place where they can see tigers and bears and lions, but they don't want tigers and bears and lions within their own backyard. It's that sort of idea. Well, I know that there's some place I can go to if I want to see a really dark sky at night. I'm okay with that. Do I care if it's around my house? You know, we're trying to discern all these types of things.
In their research at the national parks, Olson noted 89% of respondents indicated they had noticed sky glow at their homes, and 70% were bothered by it. Some of their findings showed interesting divides across demographics of who valued the sky and how much. Mitchell explains.
We found that older people were not willing to pay for dark skies. So we didn't know if it was they're looking at it from a safety issue, if they're looking at it from the fact that, hey, I'm 75 years old, I've paid a lifetime worth of taxes, I don't want to pay anything more, or I don't care, you know, or 10 years from now I'm going to be, you know, and a star in the heaven of the angels or whatever. We don't know that if that's what it is. It didn't really seem to make a difference in terms of which park we were at. There didn't seem to be much of a difference in terms of sex. We found that higher income people obviously were willing to pay more than lower income people, which I think is what you would expect from most goods.
Biologists and doctors have studied light pollution from other perspectives for many years. Mitchell noted that there are many more questions to be asked.
For humans, individually, what we've discovered through a lot of the health literature is that when people don't get a good night's sleep at night, it interferes with their hormones. And so for women, that can mean higher incidences of breast cancer. It could possibly mean higher incidences of obesity and diabetes and hypertension. People might have some additional mental health issues. You know, so for example, Michael Jackson recently was reported to not have, you know, gone 60 nights without being able to have any dreams. You know, so if people have less sleep, they have less REM sleep, does that make them have more physical and mental health issues?
That was Dr. Reed Olson and Dr. David Mitchell from the Economics Department at Missouri State University. I'm Nikki Donaldson for the Missouri State Journal.
For more information, contact the Office of University Communications at 417-836-6397.